But guys, what I want to do is this morning, I want to talk about the secret place. And it's amazing because this morning we have been experiencing the presence of the Lord. And I think, and I believe that he's been doing something special and significant. And maybe he's been speaking to your heart, and I encourage you, just allow him to continue to speak to you. But this morning we're going to talk about the secret place. This secret place, and hopefully we're going to get to a point where we're going to realize that the secret place that God talks about over and over and over again in this word can become our dwelling place. It can become the place where we live. It can become the place where we go to all of the time. And I want to encourage you from the beginning. We'll read all through scriptures. We won't have time to do it this morning, but you have probably read many times of different people that have sought God and have had physical places where they met him. But it's not exclusive to that. There may be places where we meet with God. There may be secret places where maybe in the mornings we go down to the living room when no one else is there and we spend time with him. But we know it's not exclusive to that. The secret place is inside of us because of what Jesus did. So everywhere and anywhere we go, we can talk to him. We can pray to him. We can enter into his courts with praise. It's the state of our soul. It's what the Lord has done to us. But here's what I realize in our busy lives. If we're not careful, we can go day to day to day. We can go from pillar to post. We can just go from one catastrophe to the next, or from one firefight to the next firefight, and we can find ourselves missing God. We can find ourselves being Christians, but not being very close to him. And so this morning, here's the encouragement that we're going to draw into the secret place more and more and more. I want to think about the secret place. Anybody got to think a secret place this morning? Of course, you don't want to say it because you don't want anybody to know. Of course, isn't that right? But there's something really cool about a secret place where you can go, no one can get you, and it's just you alone with God, hopefully. And just you alone and just praying and seeking him. But I remember years ago, anybody remember The Secret Garden when it first came out on TV? I remember it. And I saw the program. I remember it was like a walled garden. And these guys were out and were looking around the garden. And they just thought it was just a wall. And then suddenly they saw a bit of a movement, or they saw ivy that could be moved, and they pulled it back, and suddenly there was a gate, and they went inside, and it was a secret garden, and it was like, wow. And I think there's just something inside all of our souls that just yearns for that, a secret place that nobody else knows about, and our imagination starts to run wild. Or do you remember The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, and you maybe first saw that? You're like, a wardrobe that goes into another world that nobody else knows about? This is amazing. This is cool. And this morning, I want to encourage you that there's a secret place in the Lord where you can go and meet with him. And again, it doesn't have to necessarily be a physical location, because Paul says, I want you to pray without ceasing. So therefore, it's a state of the soul. It's an inner place as well as an outer place. But God says, we've got to get there. We've got to get times where we're spending time with him. We've got to get times where our relationship is growing with him. And I hope this morning, as we look at a few scriptures, we're going to realize that the secret place is a vital place. It's where important growth takes place. And we need to get there. Years ago, I remember when I was growing up having secret places. I didn't want my mom and dad to hear, so don't tell them. But there were like secret places just down around the farm, and I would go down, and I'd be imagining secret gardens. Please don't think I'm too weird. It was only about 12. But I would go down around the farm, and I'd find these holes in the hedges, and I'd be like, that's a secret entrance. That's going to be into somewhere, and I'd find like this under the trees. I'm like, nobody else knows, and your imagination's running wild. And of course, you find it years later and you realize it was just a hole in the hedge. It wasn't anywhere cool at all. But your imagination was going. And I think the point is this, is that there is something inside of us that yearns for these places where we can retreat, where we can be concealed, where we can be hidden. There's something inside of us. We're designed for this. We're made for this. And of course, you can go there to those places with a good book or with some music or just to relax or just to chill out. But God's asking you to go to these places and to go to this place with him, where he restores your soul, where he transforms your inner being. Like this morning, we're in his presence. How do you feel? I imagine you feel an awful lot better than you did before. I imagine that every time you get into his presence, something changes. Something changes. Here's what I thought when I was thinking this week about the secret place. Whenever I get into that, I could come with no confidence, and I can come out of it like feeling, wow, I feel like I can change the world. But it's just normal old me. But in that secret place, he did something inside of me. In that secret place, he took my insecurities and he gave me confidence. In that secret place, he took all my worrying, all my anxieties, all my chaos, and he just made it straight. And he said, don't worry, I'm with you. I'm there with you. He took all my anxieties, my worries of like, how's this going to happen? How's this going to work? And then he gave me a plan. He gives me a plan of how to go next. He puts things in the right order. He realigns my spirit. He realigns your heart. And this morning I want to encourage you, there's a secret place that God wants to draw you to. Can we read Psalm 139, verse 15? We're going to look at it together. And I love this. And there's an analogy that God wants to reveal to us today, which is about the womb and how good it is. And if you can remember back to the womb, you're doing well. I don't remember it, but I imagine it was pretty dark. But Psalm 139, verse 15, "My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place." Now, what does this mean? This is God talking about that even when we were in the womb, when nobody else could see us, when nobody else knew us, when no one else knew what we were even, maybe an odd nurse tried to guess, but didn't completely know what we were or who we were, he knew. We weren't hidden to him. See, we were born in the secret place. We were born in the womb, and the womb was for a season, but God says this morning that I have designed you to live in the secret place. And I want you to know about this. I want you to think about this. And I want to draw you. And hopefully this morning we're going to rediscover our need for the secret place. So let's have a look at the analogy of the womb, because I think it's going to really help us to understand how good and how great the secret place is. If you're a baby in the womb, and this is why Sharon's baby doesn't want to come out, because it's so good in there. It's just so good inside the womb. Because you know what? There's all sufficiency there. Everything that you need is inside there. Everything you need is supplied to you in there. Because this is how God works. And this is why the secret place is so good. And why God needs to draw us to the secret place. And why we need to rediscover the secret place. Because everything we have need of is in there. It's in the secret place with him. So it's a great analogy as God uses the womb. Because a baby needs to have total sufficiency inside the womb. It can't go anywhere else. Here's what I love about it as well. And I think this is a really good point for us to think about this morning. It's a place of no distractions. It's a place of no distractions. How many times have you tried to go to your secret place, or maybe just to be praying in the car, and then your favorite song comes on, and you start to sing it instead? Or maybe you've just been walking along, and then you get that dreaded buzz in your pocket back front somewhere, and you know it's a text, or it's a notification, Instagram, somebody loves me, you know? These distractions just keep coming. Or if it's not that, it's an email. Oh my goodness, and then I got to read the email. You know what they say now? They say every time you get an interruption, it takes you at least 15 minutes to get back to what you were ever doing before. And that's in the work environment. What would it be like in the home, or what would it be like outside going anywhere, where you just get that interruption, that distraction? And remember this, every time you get distracted, it stunts your growth, every single time. Because what happens in the secret place, what happens in the womb, the baby does its most important growing. That first 9 months is the most important growing that that person, that baby will ever do. It's essential for its health. And this morning for us, the secret place is essential for your health. The presence of God, drawn into it. But think about it. How many distractions come up? This is why now, you know what they're saying? We need to turn our phones off. We need to do it. We need to turn our phones off. Can you imagine that? We freak out when the battery goes. Oh my goodness, get me plugged in quick. The battery's low. I've got 1%. People's texting me. People need me. You know? And we got to get it plugged in quick. And so then we buy battery packs. And then we carry them with us. And then we freak out when they run out. Because then we're really like, it's not good. And so church this morning, think of it. We have this priority with that. But God said to you this morning, you need to have a priority in the secret place in the presence of the Lord, because that's when great things are going to take place. I want to encourage you. It's a place in the womb where there's no distractions. This is a place that we need in our lives. I want to encourage you this morning, watch out for distractions in your life. They want to destroy your growth. They just want to distract you, just want to hold you back, just want to prevent you, just want to get you off course, just want to move you this way instead of that way. And yet you know in his presence, it is so good. And yet 99% of the time, you know what we say? It's like, oh, man, I wish I'd done this sooner. I wish I'd been praying earlier. I wish I'd been in his presence more today, because it's just so good. But we get distracted by so many other things, we forget it, and then we got to push past. We got to fight for it. So I want to encourage you, you're going to have to be a fighter. You're going to have to be a fighter this morning to push past and get back into his presence, get back into the secret place. You're fully taken care of. Think about that baby, fully taken care of in the womb. When you're in the secret place, fully taken care of. Fully taken care of. And God wants to supply all of our needs. A couple other quick things. When we are in the secret place, it's where we develop and grow. Mentioned already. And then the last thing, it's a place of rest. It's a place of rest. And anybody need some rest this morning? You know, life is pretty difficult. The challenges are pretty real. Anybody need some rest? And here's the thing that blows my mind, is that I'm so blessed. Three daughters. I'm believing for a boy at some point. Amen? But three girls. But here's what I realized about the womb. These babies love it in there. They hardly ever want to come out because it's such a good place of rest. But I'm going to tell you, whenever we were going through three babies, and Nikki is like, you can tell, this is pretty tough. I'm chilling, this is all good, but she's getting it pretty tough. But guess who's getting it, like, seems to be at rest completely, the baby. Just never seems to move. They do this heartbeat thing, and they put it on the tummy, and they're constantly checking. You're like, stop checking. I'm just believing everyone's okay. But they just keep checking every 10 seconds. But you know what? Heartbeat never moves. Even though there's chaos all around that baby, even though there's chaos and there's pressure and there's pushing and there's screaming, there's all kind of things, this baby's just perfectly at rest, and it just appears. And then it's just like, hello, you know. And it doesn't even realize what it's been through and what the mom has been through and the turmoil of the people that's been around it. And it just goes, hello. You know, and maybe it cries a bit, or maybe just looks at you because it's perfectly at rest. And church, I love it this morning because we're full of joy when we think about that. And that's what the Lord wants us to be, people full of joy. How is your joy level this morning? I could probably guess how your stress level is, but how's your joy level? How's your anxiety levels? But how's your joy level this morning? Because in his presence, there's fullness of joy. He didn't make it hard. He didn't make it complicated. He wanted to make it super easy. But I know life wants to complicate it. Life wants to distract us. But he says this morning, get into my presence. There's fullness of joy. In the womb is a place of rest. In his presence is a place of rest. Who are we? We are a people of rest. Because what did Jesus say? It is finished. And where is he now? Seated at the right hand. Because it's done. And so we're a people of rest. Don't allow distractions to remove your rest. The enemy loves to do that. Anybody thinking this morning they'd love to go back to the womb? This would be so good. It just sounds so awesome. But of course, the Lord says this morning, this is a place where you can live. Let's read Psalm 91 so I can prove it to you this morning. Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Let's just break it down just for a moment. He who dwells. It's probably not a word that we use an awful lot, but the word dwell means to live. It means to live there. Look at this. God is not saying, I'm a super important Most High person, and you can come for a short visit. You know why sometimes you get an important letter through the letterbox, and it tells you you're going to meet somebody important? But when you go to meet them, you usually dress your best, you try to be your best, and you get a few minutes, but you know that the time's going to be up pretty quickly, and so you're like, well, you can't be at ease, and you got to go quick. You got to move. But God said, hey, I'm the Most High, but guess what? I've invited you to dwell with me. I've invited you to live with me. So in other words, you know what he's saying? As new believers, as Christians in him, it's time to pack up. It's time to pack up. Get all your belongings together. You're moving house. You're moving house. I want you to live with me. So I want you to live in that secret place moment by moment, day by day. And so this is why it's not limited to a physical place. It's an inner thing. It's the state of our hearts. It's the state of our soul. It's the spirit inside of us where we can communicate with God. You know, in those moments when you're going through a tough time and you're just praying away, or maybe you're praying in tongues, maybe you're in the middle of an exam and you're like, Lord, help me. Those prayers have happened before. What if you're out and about and you're going to a job interview? We talked about it this morning. And you just pray and he's just helping you. That's a secret place. You're just getting, nobody else knows about that. Nobody else knows that you're praying. Nobody else knows what you're getting, what you're hearing. But in that place, he's renewing you. He's strengthening you. He's equipping you. I could share example after example of times whenever I'm in hot, sticky situations. I'm like, Lord, what do I do now? And then he's helping me. He's guiding me. And all I need to do in those moments is stay cool and pursue his presence and watch how he'll speak, watch how he'll help, watch how he'll transform me. But you know, sometimes I want to do it myself. Sometimes anger could be rising up. Sometimes, hurt and pain could be rising up. And so I want to think a different way. I want to go a different way. But when I get into his presence, he causes me to rest. He causes peace. And then I start to think with clarity. And he starts to give me things. He starts to encourage me. He starts to remind me of who I am. I'm a son or I'm a daughter. I am the righteousness of Christ. I am a co-heir with him. I am more than this. And then I start to pursue again. I start to go again. And I start to move in the ways that he's always intended. God is with us, but will we draw beside him? The psalmist is telling us this morning that we can dwell in the secret place. We can actually live there. It's not an invitation to visit. It's a place to stay. It's a place to live. Where are you living at the moment? You could be saved and still living your own ways. You could be saved and not pursuing his presence in the way that God's called you to. You could be saved and you are actively pursuing, but God's saying there's even more. Keep seeking me. There's a secret place that you can dwell in, and it's just like the womb, only even better, because the womb's only for a season. This secret place is for a lifetime. It's for a lifetime. It's where you can live. So let's look at the last part of the verse. It says that you shall abide. Abide is just another word for dwell. It's just another time to live there. But you shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. Let's think about this. You should be so close that His shadow is right over you. You should be so close. This is what God's asking for this morning. This is what He's asking us to do. This is the way He intends us to live. Move in with me, live close to me, and let's be so close that my shadow's always over you. How good is that? How good is the invitation to be in His presence? How good is the invitation that God has designed for us? So in other words, you know when you see that picture of the mother hen or maybe the duck and she's got her ducklings? And I mean, if somebody else comes to mess with those ducks, you better watch out because that mommy is going to do whatever she's going to do to get you out of the way. Because they're so close to her. Even sometimes they're underneath her. They're in her shadow. They never escape her shadow. And even times when they try to get away, the mom just runs over and grabs them. And they're like, you're staying with me because there's too many big and bad things out there. But of course, God has made us in His image, so we have independence. We have freedom of thought. We have decisions to make. We have choices to decide upon. And so we can decide to go our own way, even as Christians, as believers. We can decide to just kind of go to church on Sunday, kind of pray a wee bit, kind of read a wee bit, but I'm struggling. And God says, I know. You need to come closer to me. You need to be in my shadow. You need to be so close, you're in my shadow. How good is His shadow? Do you remember the story in the book of Acts when the disciples were just walking along? I think it was Peter just walking along, and His shadow was healing people. That's how good His shadow is. Every other shadow just blots you out. His shadow lights you up. His shadow lights you up. And God is saying this morning, you were designed to live in the secret place where you're living this morning. Where are you living? Are you a people of His presence? Are you a people like in the Old Testament, Moses said, hey, we're not going anywhere, Lord, unless Your presence goes with us. Unless it's before us, we're not going after it. And if it doesn't move, we're not moving. Lord, we're not satisfied without Your presence. That's what we need to be this morning, church. Hungry people that says, I'm going to live so close, I'm in His shadow. I'm going to live so close that His shadow is always over me. It's always over me. I feel His presence. I know His joy. I know His peace. And no matter what comes before me, You cannot move me. And You might try to shake me, and I might look a bit shaken, but I'll never be out because I'm under His wings. I'm in His presence. I was designed to live there. Where are we living this morning? In the secret place or our own place? I want to encourage you to move house. This is what the Lord has asked us to do, and this is what He loves us to do. And so how do we do this morning? I mentioned it a tiny bit already. But in the womb, you have no choice. We're just, that's the way it happens. That's the way God designed it. But in life, we have a choice. We have decisions and choices to make. And so I want to encourage you this morning to live in the secret place or to pursue His presence. You've got to want to do it. You have to want to do it. There's got to be a want and desire to do it. And if it's not there, but you can hear that it's a good thing, then you know what you need to do? You need to pray and ask Him to give you the desire and want to do it. That's how good prayer is. Ask. Ask for whatever you need of. Ask and keep asking until you receive it. Ask me. I can help you. I mean, sometimes we're so reliant on ourselves and so dependent. We're just like, that's just not who I am. And God says, that's okay. I want to change who you are. That's the whole plan. I've been looking to change you from day number one. And I want to continue to change you because I want to make you more perfect each and every day until I get you to glory, and then you'll be perfect forever. Amen? So He's looking to change you. We need to get comfy with that. That's why part of the Holy Spirit's job is to be a comforter. We need Him. I need His comfort, Lord. I need You to comfort me. But to enter into His presence, to pursue His presence, to live in that secret place, let's have a quick look at a few things. We need to want to surrender. You need to want to surrender. That means giving up control. That means giving up your ideas. That means giving up your plans and seeking Him first. He's got to be your all in all. I know we like the idea of making Him number one, but that could mean that you could have 10 other things underneath Him that kind of add it all up together, become 9 against 1, you know? And God says, I want to be number one, of course, but I want to flow the whole way down through your life. Not to steal your joy, not to kill your fun, but to enable you. So that you can be bigger and better and stronger and pursue. And when you're going through the battles of this and when you're going through the stresses here, I am with you. Let's stop leaving Him out. Let's stop leaving Him alone. Let's stop forgetting about Him, but let's pray without ceasing, is what Paul says. Because he says, I want you to live in the shadow of the Almighty. I want you to abide in Him. I want you to dwell in His presence. I want you to dwell in the secret place. This is what we were designed for. So we got to give Him our first, but we got to give Him our all. We got to remove distractions. Because here's what I find. It's hard to pray. It's hard to read. It's hard to worship. Because there's so many other things going on. So we got to ask the Lord, help me to pray. Help me to worship. Seems strange, doesn't it? Because we're just like, no, I just didn't feel like praying today. That's cool. And God says, no, you've got to ask me to help you to pray because this is good. You've got to ask me to help you to read because this is good. What does reading do? It transforms our thinking. And if we transform our thinking, it transforms everything that we do because how we think is what we do. And so the Lord says this morning, ask me, invite me. When you come to the secret place, you've got to want to remove distractions. You've got to make priorities. You've got to change some things. You've got to make some things happen. And so this morning, maybe in the side of distractions, we've got to think about focus. Maybe we've got to think about focus this morning and ask ourselves the question, what are we focusing on? What is our main focus? Because that will definitely tell us our heart. That will definitely tell us our passion. That will definitely tell us what we are after. And then watch out whenever we're after things that are not God or we're not after him, that he's not with us because it's not his plan for us. It's not our calling. It's not our destiny. How do we know what our calling and destiny is? Pursue him. He reveals everything. Dwell in the secret place. He will reveal things you've never thought of. He will encourage you in ways you never knew you needed to be encouraged of. He will reveal things that you never knew needed to be revealed, and it can only happen in the secret place. Why? Because the secret place is where the most important growth takes place. It's why you need to be there. It's why we need to rediscover it. So maybe there's a refocus has to happen. Maybe it's you got to reprioritize some things. Or maybe you just need a declutter. I know sometimes Nikki tells me I'm a hoarder. She's really good at throwing things out. Maybe sometimes you got to declutter. You just got to get rid of things. Because they're just clogging up all your space, all your capacity. It's like, I really want God, but I've got to do this, and this. And it's just endless. And maybe our prayer is like, God, show me what I need to declutter. Show me what needs to move. Lord, let me give up control to give to somebody else or whatever it needs to be. Lord, help me because I need to be able to live a life in your presence in that secret place. We've got to decide to trust Jesus. We've got to decide to rest in him. We've got to decide to give up control. Jesus, what are you calling me to do today? Our language is going to change. Our heart is going to change. Everything is going to change because we're going to become more like him. What does your life look like this morning in comparison to his? Is it vast or great, or is it getting closer every time? If it's getting closer every time, it's because you're most likely pursuing the secret place, living in the secret place, dwelling in the secret place, because in that you become more like the Almighty. Church, this is what he's called us to live like. This is what he's called us to pursue. But I want to encourage you, said it already, but it's going to require change. It's going to require habits to change. You know, habits that you just do all the time. It's just what I do. You know, it's just, I always do that. It's just part of me. But to change some things, those habits are most likely going to have to change. So what you need to do is ask some people to pray, because to change habits are painful. Because they're your routines. That's what you always do. And we like routines. Routines help us to base things from. Routines help us to spring from. Routines help us to not have to think about that all the time. We just kick into the routine. And God's saying this morning, there may be some routines to change, which is not nice because we maybe had them for 30 years. But if we want lasting change and great fruit to grow inside of us and spiritual fruit to produce and fruit that will last and bear for a long time, our routines are going to have to change. Remember, the old things are gone. And behold, the new is here. And God is here this morning to remind you, and it might be a bit painful, and it might be a bit of a challenge, and it might be difficult, but he is with you, and you'll do it, but you got to pursue the secret place. And as you do, things are going to start to revolve around it instead of everything revolving around you. And here's what I've found, if we're not careful, if we don't decide to pursue him, and if we don't decide to make some changes and ask him to help us, and ask the Holy Spirit to help us make habit changes and lifestyle changes, then everything has to fit around God instead of us fitting around him. And I know which way he designed it. And I know which way is better for me is whenever I start to shape all of my life around him. And I allow him to shape and mold me so I can get into that secret place, that I can live in that secret place, so I can never be the same again. Amen? And this is what he's calling us to this morning. Can we read about the true value? Matthew 6, verse 6. We're going to read it together. It's what it says. It says, but you, when you pray, go into your room. And when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who in the secret place, and your Father who sees in the secret will reward you openly. See, God is asking us to come into this place. He's asking us, and he said, I will be there, and when you're there, I'm going to reward you. So here's one of the biggest challenges for getting to the secret place and spending time with God and pursuing his presence. One of the biggest challenges that I find, and maybe you find the same, and I believe it can be the same for all of us, is that we're on a constant pursuit of worth and value. I want to be worth something. So here's how it can go sometimes. Oh, no, I'm just so busy. I've got to do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's not that we really have to do it, but we tell ourselves we've got to do it, and we must do it because there's worth and value attached to the end of it, or I've got to make a lot of money, or I've got to have a lot of stuff, or I've got to have a lot of things. And so we're after that goal, and so that's the goal of our life, and so that's the things that we're after. So I've got no time to pray. I'd love to read more, but just I can't fit it in my day. You know, you don't understand what my day looks like. I used to work for a boss one time. You know what she used to say? Have you got a time problem? Bring me your diary. We're going to have a look at it together. It's called a time management problem, and we're going to move some stuff. We're going to shift some stuff. You see, it's not that there's a problem with what we're after. It's just a problem with the things in between. We got to make some changes here. And if the thing that we're after is not the right thing, i.e. God, then we need to make sure that that is the right thing and then start to go for it. But Jesus is saying this morning, I want to draw you into that secret place, into the secret place where I will be there, where my Father will be there, and we will reward you openly. But a lot of our lives are coming down for a fight for worth and value. And God says this morning, here's the good news. You can either work for your own worth and value, or you can rest in what I've already done. I know, I don't know about you, but I know about me. I want to rest in what he's already done, because here's what I've discovered. No matter how hard I work, no amount of money is enough. No matter how hard I work, no amount of accomplishments and awards make me feel good enough. I always want more. They never quite satisfy. But every time I get into his presence, he makes me better, and I come back out more satisfied, more fulfilled, more content than ever before, because in his presence, everything changes. And I want to encourage you this morning, that is where you'll find your true worth and value. But what are you pursuing? Watch, you're not after the wrong things, because you'll end up with the wrong results, and you'll end up with the thing that you never wanted, to feel dissatisfied and discontent. Because I believe all of us are after reward and value and worth and contentment and purpose and dreams completed and visions accomplished. That's what we're after. But the workplace is good, and God calls us to work, but you won't find it exclusively there. Family is good, and we're after family, and God's for family, but you won't find it exclusively there. Neither in our hobbies, neither in the things that we love, not even in our talents. You know where you find it? In the secret place. In the secret place. And then everything else just becomes a bonus to our lives. Everything else just becomes the blessing of our lives. But he's the one that transforms me. He's the one that changes me. He's the one that satisfies me. He's the one that gives me worth and value. Watch that the things that we're after them for worth and value, not just for pleasure or for fun or just, you know, this or for that. Watch that they're not our be-all and end-all. He's designed to be our be-all and end-all. He is our true worth and value. And so my question this morning, as we think about it, is where does your main worth and value come from? I want to encourage you. It's in the secret place. It's in his presence. But where's it coming from at the moment? Be honest with yourself. Ask yourself the question, where is it coming from? But this morning, I want to tell you, it's not about what you do. It's about what he has done. Amen? It is what he has done. So what happens in the secret place? Let's just reference this for a few moments, and then we're going to be done. He realigns our hearts. He realigns our hearts. When I come into the secret place, and this is why it's so important, and pursuing his presence is so important, because he changes us. Here's what I have found. We can get saved, and we can go after God, but if we're not careful, it just becomes about disciplines. It just becomes about what we do, and you've got to read every day, got to pray every day, got to look the part, got to read the right things, got to do the right things, you got to go on a missions trip, got to share my faith, and it's just about doing. And we neglect the relationship which sustains the doing. We neglect the relationship which makes the doing all the worthwhile, which makes the doing worth doing, which helps us to do the doing. You know, it's like helps us to get out there. But without the relationship, everything's just empty. It's just discipline. It's just like, oh, I have to do this, and I have to do that, and man, I don't know how I'm going to fit this in, and this is such a burden here, and oh my goodness, I'm the worst this. And God says, no, it's about relationship first, and from that relationship, everything will flow. Because when you're in the shadow of the Almighty, you have his anointing and grace. You have his power. You have the Holy Spirit. He is with you, and he helps you. So here's what I've found, and I want to encourage you this morning, and maybe it's just going to help you to rediscover your need and your desire for the secret place. He realigns your hearts. Here's what he's done for me time and time again, selfishness. Oh, my goodness. I come in with these wants and desires. I was telling everybody, I need to have this. I'm saving for that. I got to get this. All the things need to go. And then I get into his presence, and selfishness starts to get revealed. Because that's what he does. In the secret place, he reveals your true heart. I thought it was just excitement. I thought it was just good progress. But no, it was selfishness. He reminded me of something. Or whenever you're like in an argument, and it's usually with somebody you love, like your wife, and you're right and she's wrong. And then you get into the secret place and you realize you're totally wrong. And you're like, help, forgive me, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Nikki, forgive me, anybody. But you get into that place. Because what does he do? He reminds you that you're not right. That the way that you were thinking was wrong. And guess what? Sometimes when we get around our friends, they affirm you because they like you and they just don't want to spoil you and they don't want to let you down. And so they say, yeah, of course you're right. You know what he does? He tells you the truth in love. In the secret place, he reveals truth. He realigns your heart. He realigns your mind. Many times I've come in with one idea and he's completely changed it because I thought it was this. And he says, no. There's all this other things to think about as well. You know what he does? He humbles me. He humbles me. Maybe today you need that. You need to be humble before him. Because you come in with sometimes our pride, our great ideas, the things that we have to do, must do, want to do, need to do. And we come into his presence, and what does he do? He just takes that all away, and he says, that's not you. That's not you. Or maybe you come with all your problems, and you come with all your issues, and you come with all your burdens. And we mentioned this at the prayer time on Wednesday. We were never designed to carry heavy loads. Not designed for it. Not at all. Guess who is? The Lord. He says, cast all your cares on me. Give me all of those. You're not designed for them. Is it any wonder that we're struggling with stress and strain and anxiety and all the different things that goes with it, like mental well-being and health and all of that? Because life's pressure just want to bind us and just consume us and drive us into the ground. Because the enemy says, I've come to kill, steal, and destroy your life. That's what he has planned. That's what he has intended. But I want to encourage you this morning that God says, give me all of that and let me lift you up because you were designed to soar on wings like eagles. You were designed to live in the shadow of the Almighty. Can I encourage you this morning with that? Can I encourage you? This is the way we're designed. So when we have hurts and pains, if you've got those this morning and you're struggling with hurts and pains, secret places where we get healed. If you're needing to grow and grow in the things of God, the secret places where he'll teach us things that we'll never get taught anywhere else. And here's what I want to encourage you as well. Again, personal for me, but it's something that God has taught me over and over again. The most important revelations, the most important things that he has taught me alone in the secret place. He has taught me alone in the secret place. Now, I love messages because you're listening to me, and obviously I'm not going to discount myself. Because the Lord has called me to preach this morning and to give his word this morning. And this is important, but it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not enough. A podcast is fantastic. Video message. We're starting to do videos, which is just to help other people get to hear the good news of Jesus, to spread the message even further. But I've got good and bad news. It's good, but it's not enough. It's not enough. The place where we need to get to is a secret place, because that's when we meet with the one that we love. That's when we meet with the one that loves us. And he does things that we have no ideas about. He brings 100% changes whenever everything else can be 20%, 30%, 40%. It's just, all of that's great, but it's not enough without the secret place. And I don't want you to be misinformed this morning if you're a Christian and you're struggling and you're wondering, what am I doing wrong or what I need to read next or what I need to pray about next? And God says, hey, don't get fully consumed into doing and forget about me. Forget about the Holy Spirit. Forget about his presence. Forget about the secret place. That's where we're intended to live. And from that place, we have our being. From that place we move, place of rest, healing, restoration, revelation. It's incredible. Do not miss it. The most important teaching that he has ever given me has been in the secret place. Encouraged me in so many ways. Okay, quickly, just a few more things. He comes to give us life in the secret place. He births new dreams there. See, everything that has happened in Vibe to date, all the dreams that he has fulfilled in my heart, guess where they started? In the secret place. In the secret place. I've shared it before, but we used to have hens. I used to lift eggs every single day. The hen house became my secret place because I had nothing else to do but to lift eggs. So I made it my secret place. I spent an hour there every day, and I would just talk to God, and he would cause me to dream, and he would give me ideas, and he would spark ideas in my mind and in my heart. And from that is where we are today, because the secret place is where they're birthed. But let me encourage you on this. The secret place is where they grow as well. So if God has given you a word, or he has given you a vision, or he's given you a dream, pursue the secret place. Other people will give great advice, and it's worthy, and it's notable, but it's not, on its own, it's not enough. You need to be in the secret place, where he's going to grow that vision, and he's going to increase that dream, and he's going to give you confidence. Let me encourage you with this as well. In the secret places where he has given me confidence like never before. Nobody else could give it to me. Nobody else could give it me in the measure that he gave it to me. But when God comes with the big visions and the big dreams, it's only in the secret place where he establishes you and he establishes your confidence. And then you say, you know what? I'm prepared to be a fool for Christ. I'm prepared to look silly. I'm prepared to look like an idiot, because I know what he's called me to. He has prepared me. He has birthed it in the secret place. He forms it in the secret place. He establishes you in the secret place. He forms you for ready for the battle in every time. And even when you're in the battle, you can live in the secret place. So guys, this morning, this is where God has called us. Let me read one more verse, and then we're going to be done. John 14:21 says, whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. Look at that end part. I will show myself to them. If you love him, pursue him. If you love him, follow him. If you love him, seek him. If you love him, pursue his presence. And look what he promises. I will show myself to them. I will show myself to you. He promises to be there. He promises to draw near to you. James tells us that if we draw near to him, he'll draw near to us. He's right there. He's right there wanting to pursue us, but we've got to decide. We've a decision to make, and we maybe have some changes to make. Because many times I've made a decision and decided to do it, but unless I change the habits, unless I change some things around me, there's no space, there's no time, there's no place to do it. And God says this morning, make changes. It's time to make changes, because it is worth it to rediscover the secret place. Can we stand together? I'm going to read Psalm 91 over our hearts this morning. We read verse 1 to begin with. I want to read just the rest of it over your heart, because this is so important today. And again, to hopefully inspire you and encourage you to get to the secret place. So come on, let's just close your eyes just for a moment. I want to read it over your heart. Psalm 91. Let me read the first verse, and then I'm going to read right down to the end. I want to encourage you, take this on your heart this morning. Take this over your soul this morning. Take this over your heart this morning, and whatever you're facing and whatever you're going through. It says this, let's close your eyes. Let's take a moment with him. Don't allow anything else to distract you. Remember, the secret place is a place of no distractions. And so, Lord, this morning, we just want to draw into your secret place with you, Lord. A place where we're not distracted by anything. A place where we're not being held back by anything. A place where you're supplying everything that we need. And so, Lord, in this place this morning, I want to read your words over our hearts to encourage our hearts. It says, those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. For he will rescue you from every trap and protect you from every deadly disease. He will cover you with his feathers. He will shelter you with his wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Amen. This is why the secret place is so good. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrows that fly in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in the darkness, nor the disasters that strike at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are down around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If you make the Lord your secret place, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Lord your shelter, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near you, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so that you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. This is how good he is. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Amen. Come on, this is what he promises. Let's pray this morning. Lord, I thank you this morning that this is your promise for our heart. Lord, if we live any other way, we step outside of these promises. We step out of these promises. But Lord, if we live in your shadow, if we live in your secret place, if we dwell there, if we move house there, if we pack up all the old things, and let's do it this morning. Let's pack up all the old hobbies. Let's pack up all the old desires and all the old wants and all the old places we went and all the old things that we did. Let's pack up and start afresh. This is what God always intended. And leave those boxes alone. And when he tells us to unpack some things, let's do it. But what we're doing is we're moving house. We're moving house to live with the Almighty. We're moving house to not only be saved and live here on earth, but we're moving house to live in heavenly places with Christ. Because this is what he promised us. And Lord, this morning, my desire is your desire. That we would live so close that we'd be under your shadow. That we'd live so close that whenever you see us, you just see him. His shadow is always over us. And when his shadow is over us, there's joy, there's grace, there's love, there's mercy, there's all the things that we need. And nobody can harm us. Nobody can get us. Nobody can defeat us. And so, Lord, this morning, maybe we have a physical step to take. Maybe we have a step to take in our hearts. Maybe we have changes to make. I ask you, Holy Spirit, Pentecost Sunday, enable us like you need to enable us. Lord, encourage us to make the changes that we need to make. Lord, give us courage this morning. Give us courage to make the changes. And if we're not sure what the changes are, Lord, draw us into the secret place. Give us enough intrigue and enough curiosity to go to that secret place today. And then ask him, Lord, what do you want to do with me? Lord, what are the things that you need to change in me? What are the things that you need to transform in me? Lord, right now, allow us to ask those questions. Right now, Lord, allow us to ask those questions. Lord, help me. Lord, reveal to me. Just show me the habits that need to change. Show me the routines that need to be mixed up. Show me the things that have to be done away with. Because, Lord, I want to live in the secret place. Lord, you are so good. You are so wonderful. We just declare your goodness and your glory today over every heart and every life in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we just thank you for our offering today. We're going to give to the Lord. I pray, Lord, as we give to the Lord, we give in our finances, but we also give of our whole hearts, we give of our whole lives. Because, Lord, you are worthy and you are worth it in all things. Amen? Amen. Come on, let's just praise and worship the Lord this morning. Draw close to him. He is so good.